Hello, everyone. This is the interview queen, Alicia Tu, and you are listening to Graps and That podcast.
It's a new day.
Yes, it is.
Who wants to walk with Elias?
Speed!
You just made the list.
And feel the power!
I am the game!
Welcome, once again, to the latest episode of the Graps and That Pro Wrestling Podcast, brought to you by me, your host, King on the Mic. So, as you know by the description of this episode, I'm riding solo. And I felt the need to. It was an idea I just had at the beginning of the week. Trying to get guests isn't always easy, everyone having a tie in. But this weekend's Progress Chapter 40. Sorry, Chapter 40? God, that's a while ago. Chapter 84 is going to be huge. I mean, just look at the card. It is stacked. From bottom to top, from top to bottom, whatever way you want to look at it, it is absolutely stacked. So, I'm going to break it down and preview it all on my own for the first time in a long time. This is the Graps and That podcast where I'm riding solo. Now, before we do get to breaking down this incredible card, for me, I think it's probably one of the biggest cards they've put on since Hello Wembley back in September. But before we get to that, I just want to remind you and say a real quick thank you for all your support over the last few months. It's really helped the podcast, my podcast, grow. It's going places that I never thought it would. And that's down to you guys. So please continue to download, rate, review the shows on Apple Podcasts or wherever you do. Just get involved. Share the love. I do really appreciate everything. Like I said, I never in a million years thought I'd be having conversations with people. I am looking into the future, very, very excited for a few things that may be being lined up, and that is due to the fact that you guys are listening. So please continue, rate, review, download, subscribe, do what you've got to do. Most importantly, enjoy the content I bring you. If you don't like it, let me know. If you love it, let me know. Just give me the love. But I think we should get straight over to me riding solo on Progress Chapter 84. So, Graps and That podcast, riding solo for the first time in a long, long, long time. It's been a while, but here I am. Felt the need to discuss. This is Progress Chapter 84, at least preview it. I'm looking at the card. I mean, it's in front of me. And what I am going to do is just break it down match by match, preview it, try and predict it. I'm going to see how many I get right. I am going to avoid spoilers this weekend on the Soch. So I'm going to stay away. It can't be in Camden Town this Sunday for the show. So I'm going to avoid and wait for the video on demand to upload, which if you're a Progress on Demand subscriber like me, it is 5 to 7 days. So I'm really hoping that next Friday night or the Saturday that I will be able to watch Progress Chapter 4, Eschewed Beef. Right. Let's waste no more time. Let's break it down. There's some seriously good matches on here. So, you know what? I'm going to start with something that just jumps out. From this match card that I got in front of me, it jumps out. Two NXT UK guys have had a feud in NXT UK. If you watched NXT UK TakeOver in Blackpool, this feud started way before that. It went on through that and then onto an episode of NXT UK. And now we get to see it again at Progress Chapter 84. And I'm pretty sure they are going to tear the place apart. That's right. It's the Kiwi Buzzsaw, Travis Banks, against the Import Killer, or the Killer Import, depending where he is, Jordan Devlin. Guys, if you know me, you know I'm a huge fan of both these guys. Jordan Devlin, for me, is one of the top performers in the whole entire world. His work over the past 365 days, 12 months has been incredible, especially Progress Got Need, I'm not sure on the chapter, apologies, where he faced Will Ospreay in what was my personal Progress match of the year last year. I know for many of you maybe listening, potentially agree. It was amazing, and that really made Jordan Devlin stand out. His work in OTT, I know he's just recently had a number one contenders grudge match with David Starr. No spoilers here for that one if you've not yet seen the on demand. Amazing video package from OTT for that match with David Starr. But we're on Progress. Devlin Banks, who needs this the most? Now, Travis Banks, obviously world champion, lost the title to Volta, injured, out of Wembley, but he's back. New attire. The guy's badass. The guy is also so good in the middle of the ring. Who's going to win this match? I mean, who needs it the most? I mean, Banks, he is in Super Strong Style 16. He was the first guy announced, and that was back at Wembley. Back at that very night at Wembley, Hello Wembley, in September, that Travis Banks announced himself as a part of Super Strong Style this year, which starts in May. Super excited. I feel that Banks gets the win here. I feel that Banks is going to be riding a wave heading into Super Strong Style 16. So watch that one. But I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Devlin walks out with something. But for me, this match goes to Travis Banks. Devlin's doing some great stuff in NXT UK as well. This is not going to hurt either man. But I do feel that Travis Banks is going to be the one that comes out of this match victorious heading into Super Strong Style 16. We're getting closer to it. It's huge. It really, really is huge. Let's break down a female match coming up next. Again, a grudge match, a real big grudge match. And the storytelling from Jim, John and Glenn booking this match has been great. But the two women in this match have been phenomenal with it. And one in particular for me is Nina Samuels. I'm a huge fan of Nina Samuels. Her work, I think, is fantastic. You can see how she's matured over the last year, year and a half, working alongside Ginny in the House of Couture. And again, this Sunday, she faces Ginny, a former leader of House of Couture. Nina, obviously, was under Ginny, who was the leader of House of Couture. Make sure I word that correctly. This is big. I mean, Nina Samuels beating Laura DiMatteo last chapter out, having this match now with Ginny. I can see Nina picking up the win here. I can really see Nina pushing on, potentially looking to be the next person who could be challenging the Progress Women's Champion, Jordynne Grace. Nina Samuels is being built to be a threat. I think she continues this. It won't hurt Ginny. A defeat here, as we know, both women are part of NXT UK as well. Again, I'm trying to keep this as separate as I can from NXT UK. But Ginny will be the first, potentially, to the gold in NXT UK. I think Jim, John and Glenn also look after the talent that may not be pushed to the top scale in NXT UK by looking after them in Progress, working closely with them, giving them the push. And I see Nina Samuels walking out with the W in the Nina Samuels-Ginny match. I'm really excited for this match. Like I said, huge fan of Nina. I'm a big fan of Ginny. Her work is fantastic. But Nina Samuels, for me, leaves Chapter 84 with the W. Nina Samuels moving on. Trent Seven Open Challenge for the Atlas Championship. Now, this match is going to be the obvious. Let's have a little bit of crazy fun. Now, the best thing about it is Open Challenge. I mean, look at the card. It is stacked. Who is going to answer the Open Challenge for Trent Seven? You know what? I'm going to go on record here and say I'm not even going to come out with a prediction. You know why? Because I don't care who it is, in a good way, because Trent and his opponents always have so much fun. And you know what? They're just going to get someone from left field. And even if I predicted, I'd be made to look so stupid because I'd be so far wrong with my prediction. But whoever it may be, Trent retains the championship, moves on. We got two chapters coming up. We've got Chapter 85, Bournemouth. Chapter 86 in Birmingham. I do feel that Trent will carry the championship down to those towns, those cities, and move on. And then a bigger threat, not in the too distant future, will take the championship. But at the moment, the open challenges are fun. Nothing needs to change. It's great. Trent beats whoever. Whoever answers the challenge. And remember, guys, they've got to be over 205 pounds because that is the ruling for the Atlas Championship. Tag team grudge match. Now, Do Not Resuscitate have been under the skin of Mark Andrews and Mark Haskins for weeks. Haskins and Dennis, and also Andrews. This time around, it's Haskins and Andrews tag teaming to take on the pairing of Spike Trevay and Chuck Mambo. Drew Parker, present William Eva, will probably be around in the corner of Do Not Resuscitate. This is one of the hottest properties in pro wrestling right now. This group, stable, I mean, they don't even want to be called that. And remember, you can go back and listen to a podcast I did with Chuck Mambo just as Do Not Resuscitate were beginning. Really, really good listen. So go check out the back catalogue there. Chuck was a great guest for me here on the Graps and That podcast. Spike Trevay has been really up in his social media game. Some of his promo videos, he's getting some serious hype big time. I mean, you've probably seen the Wild Boar, the promo he cut on Wild Boar Mike Hitchman. That was fantastic. That was about 2 weeks ago, maybe a week and a half ago. A great promo just done on the social. The guy's a genius. I'd love to speak to Spike sometime. I'd love to meet Spike, have a quick chat with him, hopefully very, very soon. But Andrews and Haskins, they're going to cause a slightly different problem than Eddie Dennis and Haskins. I see this match is going to go all over the place. But I do feel that Do Not Resuscitate are going to pick up the W here. I think Mark Andrews eats a lot of pinfalls, hence why he's probably put in this match. Do Not Resuscitate leave with a clean victory. I can see, obviously, Drew Parker, like I said earlier. Drew Parker, who I'm a huge fan of, by the way. Drew Parker, for me, some of his work is fantastic. And obviously, present William Eva, probably getting involved here. But super excited for it. I think it's going to be a great tag team match. It's going to be messy. But Do Not Resuscitate taking the big win, moving on to Chapter 85 and Chapter 86, which are done over the same weekend. Will they get another opportunity, the Tag Team Championships? Who knows? Depends who the champions are going to be, but we will get to that very, very soon. So, up next, Millie McKenzie and the returning to progress, Bea Priestley. She's been over in Japan, kicking some serious butt, and she's come back to the UK as a ass-kicking, machine-destroying bitch. And she's awesome. I'm a huge fan. It's no secret of Bea Priestley. I'm a huge fan of Millie McKenzie. Bea is coming back to progress to be the next monster. Bea is going to pick up the W here over Millie McKenzie, and it's going to be convincing. They face each other many times in the past. It's probably like 50-50 for them both. I think they're both extremely talented and they know each other very well, but this is a different side of Bea now. If you've been watching her stuff in Defiant, this is going to be an interesting watch. Now, I said earlier on that I think Nina Samuels is well placed to maybe get a shot at Jordan Grace, but honestly, all eyes now on Bea Priestley and seeing what Bea Priestley does this coming Sunday to Millie McKenzie. I really do feel that Bea could be next in line to be the monster to take the championship from Jordan Grace. I'm excited for that storyline. Two amazing women's matches on this card. So both are going to have potential championship. The winners are going to have potential championship aspirations. So I wouldn't be too far wrong if maybe the winners face each other soon in a number one contender match. Maybe I'm thinking outside the box there. But Bea, Nina Samuels, I think that would be a great match for a number one contendership. I think Nina, because Bea has just returned to progress, I think Nina is just that little bit ahead of the ladder. But a convincing win over Millie McKenzie would do Bea, you know, huge favours. I'm going to go with Bea Priestley for the win over Millie McKenzie. And let's just hope that it's not just a one-off match. And let's just hope, you know, that Bea Priestley hangs around in progress for a little bit longer. So, Tag Team Championships. The Swords of Essex versus Aussie Open. Aussie Open are finally getting that rematch. Man, the Swords are on fire. How's this one going to plan out? I mean, because Aussie Open, you got the Aussie Arrow, Carl Fletcher, you got Big Dunkzilla, Mark Davis against Paul Robinson, and let's let it be known here, the well-traveling Will Ospreay on a rising today in Japan, defending the NEVER Open Weight Championship against Dalton Castle. No spoilers here, just in case you're listening and you haven't caught up with On Your Rising. So he's going to be travelling from Japan, getting back to London. Is that going to affect him in this match? Are we going to see the Will Ospreay that we normally get? Now, let's take you back just to last weekend. He had a broken freaking nose against Puck at Rev Pro High Stakes in that 30-minute time limit draw. I'm sure you've all seen and heard of it by now, by the time you're listening to this. So apologies if you haven't, you're probably just going to want to kick my ass. But look, guys, it was about a week ago now, so I'm sure you've managed to catch it or caught up or read it somewhere or seen highlights. Pac Ospreay was amazing. How is it affecting Ospreay? He's wrestled three times as of this, a Pac. I think he wrestled Thursday night, now on a rising, back on a plane, back over to the UK. It's a lot of travelling. How's that going to affect him? I've got a funny feeling that Aussie Open are taking the tag team championships back from the Swords of Essex. I think it's just going to be a great match. The whole damn freaking card, look at it, man. It is stacked from top to bottom. I don't know. Aussie Open, I'm just going to go out on a limb. Aussie Open are winning this match. I think it's going to be 25, 30 minutes of just awesomeness like they did before. The Swords with the shock last time. But this time, Aussie Open taking the tag titles back. Tag team championships may be defended at Chapter 85 and 86 if they're back on Aussie Open, around Aussie Open's waist. Would they be defended over two nights if they were with the Swords of Essex on that mini tour coming up in March over that weekend? Perhaps not. So maybe that's the way I'm looking at it. Personally, for me, I'd love to see the Swords of Essex continue their reign as tag team champions. But for me, on this night, Aussie Open are taking the tag team championships back, and perhaps deservedly so. They've been the best tag team, I'd say, in the UK for the last year, solid, and they're getting there in the world. They're probably in the top 10 tag teams in the world, certainly the best UK tag team that we have to offer, and they've got no championship belts around their waist. I think that will change. Head over heart for that one, Aussie Open. Right, main event time. Look at this. I mean, Volta, the defending Progress Wrestling world champion, defending against, well, he's got a black belt in being hard as fuck, Chris Ridgway. This is just going to be smash mouth style for 20, 25 minutes solid. That crowd, they are going to have the most fun they've probably seen in a long time, a hard-hitting match. I mean, maybe similar to the days of Volta, Timothy Thatcher. Will it be similar to Volta, Bate? I don't know. I think Ridgway offers something different to Bate. Ridgway certainly offers something different to Zack Sabre Jr. Very different styles. Ridgway is going to give as good as he gets. Is it going to be enough? For me, no. And the reason for that is this is testing the water with Chris, and that's fine. For me, I'm a big fan of Chris Ridgway, and I can't wait to see the guy perform live. I'm really excited. I've not seen him wrestle live. I'm really, really excited for that moment. However, for me and Chris, man, if you're listening, great. But honestly, for me, for a champion, I need a bit more personality. I need to see a bit more on the social. And again, forgive me if I'm wrong. Forgive me if you're trying. And this is not me slating at all. But Volta is a mountain of a man, and he'll hit you as hard as you've ever been hit. It'd be like a freight train running through you, man. But Chris, to be a Progress World Champion, I just feel you need... There's just something lacking with Chris. Is it the personality? Perhaps so. In-ring ability, top-notch. The look, I mean, he's hard as fuck. There's nothing else you need to say about it. But Chris Ridgway is just lacking something for me that maybe a world champion needs. So this may be a lesson in being main event, having a championship match, coming back down, entering super strong style, and maybe just working your absolute butt off, and getting back to the top in super strong style and really coming along. Next time that Ridgway gets a championship shot, I guarantee to you it won't be against Volta. Volta will have been dethroned at some point. So maybe this opportunity, the first opportunity for Ridgway, is key. It gets you that big match moment that you need. It gets you that in front of that crowd, being the main event, holding a main event for 25, 30 minutes at the Summit. He hasn't yet done. But for me, I can't look past Volta. And I really, really hope that he carries that championship and at least defends it once over the Chapter 85 or 86, the Bournemouth and the Birmingham City shows. So super excited. Look, Volta for me over Ridgeway. And look, there's nothing against Chris. I'm a huge fan. I mean, look at the guy. Look at the guy. I just need to see a bit more, especially if he's going to be world champion material in progress. And I'm sure people out there agree with me. I know on the Reddit pages that I see that people think that Ridgeway lacks. And I've not picked that up from reading Reddit. This is my own personal view. It just lacks a little bit of personality for me. I'd like to see the guy win, but for me, Volta wins this match. So there you go. Chapter 84, Eskewed Beef. I've previewed it on my own Ride and Solo. You're probably bored of my damn voice, but thanks for listening. Where are you going to watch? What are you going to do? Are you going to be there? Are you listening to this on the train, on the coach, on the bus, in the car? Are you in the arena waiting? If you are, great. Thank you so much for choosing to listen and download my preview and predictions for this. I don't think there's going to be any shocks. I think, like I said, it's going to be straightforward. So what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to run back through the predictions I've given you. Travis Banks over Jordan Devlin. I've given you Nina Samuels over Ginny. Trent Seven retains in the Atlas Championship Open Challenge. I'm having Do Not Resuscitate over Andrews and Haskins. I'm having B. Priestley over Millie. I'm having Aussie Open over the Swords of Essex. And I'm having Volta over Chris Ridgeway. I want to see how many I get. Am I going to get 7 out of 7? What are you guys going to get? 7 out of 7? Challenge yourself. If you're listening and I do get a 7, tweet me. Just go, hey, Grabs, you're the man. You called it right down the middle. Like a good old-fashioned referee. No, honestly now. Anyone that's listening, thank you so much. It'd be great if you all just have a real great time of the show. But this is, for me, since I've been watching Progress, take out the Hello Wembley card because it was stacked. It was stacked for months. But for me, I look at this card and this is the card that excites me the most. Hence why I decided to do this Chapter 84 preview. I thought it couldn't go unnoticed. It couldn't go ignored. I do really, really believe that this is going to be one of the best shows in a while. Nothing there against Progress. Every single show is freaking awesome. This one is going to stand out from the crowd. Why? I think we're going to get two impressive new threats to Jordan Grace. I think Do Not Resuscitate pick up a huge win. The Banks-Devlin match is going to be a stellar show stealer. Is it potentially opening the night? I don't know. The Atlas Championship never lets you down. The Tag Team Championship match and the Heavyweight Championship match are main events anywhere else you go. So anyone heading to Progress, to Camden this weekend, have a really great time. Like I said, thank you so much for listening. I do really, really appreciate it. Enjoy the show. Well, thank you so much for listening to me riding solo and discussing and breaking down and previewing. This is Progress Chapter 84, Eskewed Beef. As you know, stacked card. Just hope you enjoyed the show. I'm looking for 7 out of 7 on predictions. I mean, come on. It's rare to get a full card of Progress predictions right, let alone any predictions anywhere, a full card. I'm not going to preach too much. Just really hope you enjoyed the show. Please, if you can, rate, review, 5-star. Just really helps shoot up the charts. Just helps build the podcast. Helps me to get guests. Really, it helps people to see that we're doing something right and that they can be a part of it. I know there's a lot of great, superb wrestling podcasts out there. Of course, we're all competing against each other, but you know what? The community's great. Everyone is very friendly and supportive, and I'm looking at working alongside certain people at the moment. So, you know, a couple of shout-outs, actually, while I'm here. Firstly, a huge shout out to friend, referee James Greenwood. Had a great show with him not too long ago. You can find him at jgreenwoodref on the Twitter. Also, maybe shouldn't be probably putting this one out there just yet, but the Wrestle Newspaper podcast at Wrestle Newspaper on the Twitter. We are looking at doing a few collabs very, very soon, but look, we chat and we get along and it's fantastic. Couple of Marks podcast at ACM Wrestling. As you know, we did my special Royal Rumble Ramble show, which was fantastic. A lot of hits on that. People really took to that episode and it was great chatting with a couple of Marks across the pond. So we're looking at doing a few things. There is something very, very exciting in the pipeline. An episode that I'm really excited that will get people debating. Pinfall Apparel at Pinfall Apparel, obviously, for making, you know, a few interviews possible. My sponsors, my podcast sponsor, the guys there are fantastic. Always on hand, very, very helpful. Amy at Phoenix NJPW, you guys all know Amy. She's fantastic, so supportive, so knowledgeable, especially All Elite Wrestling. But some of her live tweets are fantastic. You know, when she tweets that much, I can't keep up with it. It's great, but she's been fantastic, and she's been a real big part in this podcast being a huge success. And up next, of course, Lucy Openshaw at Miss Lucy Openshaw on the Twitter. Inspiration, fantastic episode with her. She was absolutely great. So many good responses from that episode. Emotional but true. Also, Cameron Solas at Cameron Solas on the Twitter. Recent interview podcast episode with him. At Guiding Like Q, Isaiah Quinn. That was a great podcast, by the way. Like, I didn't know what to expect with that guy, but he was fantastic. So just a few shout outs there. And of course, the amazing Alicia Atout, who was fantastic recently. So go back and check out my very special interview with Alicia. It was a great episode. I was thrilled. And again, massive, massive thank you to Pinfall Apparel for making that specific episode happen. Looking at doing a lot more in the future, but guys, I'm going to wish you farewell, bid you adieu, and basically say, well, goodbye and good night from me, Grapsnap Podcast. Stay tuned for what comes next, because there is so much going on. But thank you so much for listening to the Grapsnap Podcast.